Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. There's a lot of stuff to talk about these days, like war, but I wanted to talk about something else. We had that mass shooting last week that everyone was talking about, and as always happens when there is a mass shooting, the call for gun control goes out to the Democrat leftist bots out there on the internet. And we start talking about how law-abiding American citizens need to have their guns taken away because some people do bad things. We happen to strongly disagree with that. You have the right to defend yourself, and that's not just so you can go hunting deer or so you can defend your property if someone tries to break in. It's also so you can defend yourself against a tyrannical government. There is this argument, however, that people have been making about the assault weapons. Let's just classify that as something like an AR-15 or a semi-automatic rifle. That's what we will mean if I slip up and say assault rifle or assault weapons or whatever during this conversation that we're going to have. So I do want to warn you, today's episode is going to have a lot of numbers in it, a lot of data, a lot of charts and graphs. It would greatly benefit you to watch this episode on YouTube or Rumble or wherever you get your videos. Maybe I'll even post it out on Twitter and Facebook later on as well, that it would be really good if you can see what it is I'm talking about. This conversation was spurred by a post that I saw going around on the internets over the weekend. Comes from a guy named Brian Tyler Cohen, who has a show, I'm assuming, I've never listened to it or seen it, but it's called No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen. And BTC posts out this graph, this infographic, mass shootings in the U.S., indiscriminate killings of multiple victims in a public place since 1982. Now, for the purposes of this conversation, because we are responding to this post, which at this point, when I took the screenshot anyway, at 8:12 a.m. this morning, had 15,000 retweets and a couple million views, we're going to be responding to the Mother Jones database of mass shootings. So, No Lie posts out there. The red line is when Republicans ended the national assault weapons ban. And what you see, if you watch this on your screen, is a whole bunch of dots. Some of the dots are small, some of the dots are big. And it's going across a chart starting from 1980 up to 2025. And you will see where the red line is. All of a sudden, there's a lot more dots. And there's a lot bigger dots after that as well. The argument that he is making is that the assault weapons ban ended right there in 2004, which is where his red line is. And there you can see there are way more mass shootings that took place afterwards. So there's a couple things I want to address with this. First off, my first problem I had with this graph was that I've seen it before. And in fact, I've seen it before because I've seen him post it before. And the last time he posted this, it was pointed out by community notes that he had cut off the disclaimer at the bottom of the graph. And at the bottom of this graph, it says that the database includes shootings in a public place in which four or more victims were killed. That threshold was lowered to three victims in 2013, which is reflected in the data from then on. So already we have a problem with this graph. You see, when I want to learn something, if I want to look at a picture of a graph and I want to learn something and I want to take something away from that graph, well, I want to know what the data is inside it before I even consider what it's telling me. And so I don't want to say that we don't have a problem with mass shootings or that mass shootings aren't bad, as we'll discuss here in a second. But I do want to know what information is actually in the graph. And if it is going to change the way that it collects data starting in a random year and then does not retroactively change that for all the other years beforehand. You just have one year that starts collecting more shootings. Well, that's important. The graph thought it was important. The people who made it, the Mother Jones database, and this was posted on the Financial Times website. That's the article they pulled it from. They thought it was important, too. That's why they put it down in the disclaimer directly beneath the graph. All right. But he cut that out. If you go back to this picture right here, it's not included. It's gone. So I said, you use the chart that lowers the threshold for what qualifies as a mass shooting and then cut that disclaimer out of your post. No lie. Quote, quotes, and no lie. And I tag community notes because that's how I learned this the first time. And I knew when I saw it that I'd seen this before. So I went back to his old post and I pulled the source that he had posted the previous time and went back and found it and posted the screenshot of what the actual disclaimer is at the bottom of it. So yes, starting in the year 2013, they start collecting more information. They lower the threshold and they don't fix that for all the previous years. They just start collecting more information. Doesn't mean that mass shootings didn't increase. They still did. Spoiler alert. They still did increase. But they didn't increase as much as the graph is showing you. And so why wouldn't we still just want to tell people that? Like, if it's still going to make the point, I think it's important just to use the same information all the way throughout the graph. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird. I'm weird like that. I got some interesting responses from people on this. When I bring this up, I'm not saying that mass shootings are fine or that I don't care when they happen. I'm saying that if you're going to show me a chart and you want me to take something away from it, then I need to know what the chart is telling me. And I need to know that they're using a constant data set, a constant data filter for the entire duration of the chart. I don't know why that would need to change, or if you were going to change it, why you wouldn't fix that. But other people, they just think that I mean I don't care when people die. Like this person who says, remember I said they changed the number from 4 to 3, started collecting more. This person says, and that somehow makes an increase in gun violence okay? No, I didn't say it makes an increase in gun violence okay. I said I want to see the accurate data. Another person says, and that makes it better somehow, my dude? I think you picked the wrong hill on this one. No, I didn't say it makes it better. I said I want to see the same information all the way throughout the graph. This person says, does it matter? A shooting where people are injured or murdered is a shooting. Let me guess, you are a pro-lifer? Just making random guesses, random stabs in the dark there, trying to get me on something. It does matter, by the way, because when you're showing a chart and you want people to take something away from it, you should use a constant method for collecting data throughout the entire chart. The next one, this guy says, oh, you're right, my bad. Who cares if 3 people die? 4 lifeless child corpses is a tragedy, but 3 is no biggie, right? That's not what I said. I said that I wanted them to use the same data set throughout the entire chart. This person says it's so callous to think that it only matters to you if that one extra person dies. 3 people dead? That's not so bad. 4? Okay, now we've got a problem. I'm going to keep saying the same thing over and over again. No, that's not what I said. I said I wanted to see a chart that shows the same data set for the entire chart that doesn't change it in a random year. At the same time that you're trying to point out the increase, you're pointing out an increase at the same time that the data collection changed. That seems important. Another person says, by your logic, you're okay with shootings of innocent Americans as long as it's 3 or less. Effing dense. Now, how does me pointing out that the data changed in the graph when someone's trying to make a point with their graph, and I point out that the data changed and they cut off that disclaimer, that means that I'm fine with it if 3 people die. I only care if there's 4. Like what Taskal Warlock said here in the group, these people are not real. They can't be real people. Come on. But whatever. They're emotional. There's a shooting. People died. I get it. People died. That's terrible. That's tragic. And you want it to end. That's one thing we need to realize. A lot of these people, it's not just that they hate guns or they hate Americans' right to self-defense or even that they love a tyrannical government. They see that there is a problem. We see it on the news a lot when a specific type of mass shooting happens. by specific type, I mean not one in Chicago, or not the other one that occurred over the weekend that no one's really talking about today, where there was a fight that broke out during a Halloween party. That's what people want to talk about, is when there's a specific mass shooting. Okay. It's terrible. And maybe they actually want to fix that. And they think that the only way to fix that is to stop people from having guns. And then they've also been told this lie that the federal government banned assault weapons. So you could only use weapons that weren't for assaulting people from the period of 1994 to 2004. There was a decade there for that you, according to them, you just weren't able to get assault weapons. Like, they were all gone, right? No one had an assault weapon. No one had an AR-15. No one had a semi-automatic rifle during this time. They've probably never actually looked into what that ban actually entailed, because that's not the case. That's not what happened. But the argument is they did this ban, and we have way less mass shootings. When the ban ended, that's when you see mass shootings start to pop up. And so therefore the ban worked, and we should go back to having the ban. All right. These same people have probably all done drugs that the government has banned in their life, but whatever. Once again, I want to point out the graph, and then we're going to go through some of the numbers that I pulled up through the same database that was used to create this. He draws a red line right there where the assault weapons ban ended, and said that that is what caused all of these shootings to pop up. I want to talk about that. Let's go through some of the numbers I actually pulled up. Now, as I said, I'm not saying that we don't have some type of a mass shooting problem, or and that they haven't been increasing, and that more people haven't been dying from what we categorize as a mass shooting. Even if you look at the indiscriminate killings of people in public, and not just a crime-related incident that happens, the numbers of people dying from those have been going up. So far in 2023, according to the Mother Jones database, we have 54 people that have died in what qualifies as a mass shooting. And we had one of the biggest year here was 2017. I think that was the year that the Las Vegas shooting happened. I'm pretty sure 117 people died in 2017. Now, that's terrible. And is it Vegas and Parkland? Okay, in 2017. So that's why we have, I mean, that you can really see it up above all the others. It's terrible. We don't like it when people die. We don't like it when people are murdered. We're very anti-death on this podcast, so I'm against every single one of those people dying. I do think it's important to keep this in perspective, as people act like we have a mass shooting epidemic and that you have to be so scared to go anywhere because someone's just going to come in with an AR-15 and a tactical vest, and they're going to come in and start killing people at a Walmart or at a movie theater or in a school or whatever the case may be. There's just nowhere you can go to run and hide from this. It's just happening all over the place. It's not happening as much as people think it is. And the amount of people that are dying, when you actually compare it to the amount of people that die from gun violence, still talk about guns, it barely registers on the chart. You're talking 0.2 of a percent. Okay, less than 8%, 0.2 of 1% would be the amount of people that would die in a mass shooting like in 2022. That's the amount. You're talking 20,000 people dying every year from some type of gun violence. That's not counting the suicides either. There's more. The suicides are more than those. So that's like over a little over half are the suicides every year. So while mass shootings are terrible, and none of those people deserve to die, and we don't want those to happen, I also don't want to act like it's this massive epidemic, and I should just be scared to go to the grocery store today because this is happening all over the place. And specifically, being worried about a mass shooting where a lone wolf shooter comes in and indiscriminately kills people, that's not the way that people are dying from guns. They're dying in other types of crimes, and these are actually a very, very small percentage. Yes, the lie group, I just want kids to die. That's all that this is. That's probably what someone on Twitter would say later on. Now, we have this chart here, mass shooting deaths. I was just showing you guys the mass shooting deaths earlier. Here's another good way of looking at it. They have the federal assault weapons ban highlighted on the screen. So you see they're just kind of trucking along right there. And we have the federal assault weapons ban. Really no discernible change. And then the federal assault weapons ban ends, and the number starts to spike up. Once again, you need to watch this video on YouTube or Rumble or Twitter or Facebook, wherever it is that I end up posting it, all those places that I post it afterwards. And the links you can find in the show notes if you're listening on the podcast right now. You see the line just spike up. I mean, and it does. It really does spike up. This line right here is a five-year average that we have, and the running five-year average is definitely moving up quite a bit. How can we account for this? And you see, right after the federal assault weapons ban is when this line just really starts to take off. So people see that, well, the ban ended, and then way more people started dying every year, right? And so that's what we have to conclude from this. You want to account for what I have circled right here on the graph. What happened? All of a sudden, they started ramping up in the decade following the assault weapons ban ending. What happened there? It must be that the assault weapons ban ended, and all of a sudden, Americans were allowed to go and buy assault weapons. As I said in the beginning, I'm meaning some type of semi-automatic rifle. So what I did was I went into this Mother Jones database, and I just have a screenshot of here. This is what it looks like. It's an Excel spreadsheet of each one of these killings. And I started to make some pivot tables and pivot charts and all that off of this information, the same information that they were using to show the graph that Brian Tyler Carlson was doing. So I went through the weapons column and I read every single one of them and I gave each one of them a weapon code. So weapon code one is a semi-automatic rifle of some sort, and two means handguns. All right. So one doesn't even mean that the rifle had to be the predominant way that people were killed was with the rifle. It just means that there was a rifle involved. A semi-auto rifle was involved. I didn't look to see if the person had the rifle on their back and they were using a handgun to kill people or whatever. If they had a rifle, then they got the weapon code one. All right. And then if it was just the handguns, then they got the code two. There are shotgun mass shootings also, not a lot of them, but the shotguns are used at times as well. So the first thing we'll look at on this chart is the same data and taken with the amount of mass shootings that happen. In red, you see the rifles, and in blue, you see the handguns. And I guess you could say that there is a point where it really starts to ramp up. Now, what's kind of weird is what I see is where this really starts to ramp up is not after the assault weapons ban. It starts to ramp up around 2013, where they changed the way that they collected the data. Now, the numbers still do go up, but it is lower if you keep just counting four instead of reducing it down to three starting in 2013. Clearly, that would be the case. But that's where I see the biggest jump happening. It's starting in 2013, where magically they started counting the data differently. Remember, I'm supposed to take away from all these numbers that the federal assault weapons ban worked. That's why we need to enact one again. And that's how we're going to save a lot of people's lives. Okay? I don't really see that as the case after going through all of these, after going through all these numbers. Now, if you just look at the semi-auto rifles, you will see one time a year, and two, and it jumps up to five, right there at 2013, where they start collecting the data differently. However, once again, I will tell you that the number does still jump up at that point. Now, the assault weapons ban, let me pull this. Sorry, here's the handguns. Kind of a trend. They are moving up, but the handgun mass shootings seem to have always been taking place even during the assault weapons ban decade as well. But you can see that they're up a little bit more 2017, 2018, 2019, stuff like that. All right. So we want to account again, once again, for what I have circled, which is this line where they start to jump up immediately following the federal assault weapons ban ending at the end of 2004. So what I did was I put these all out for decades. Because if I were wanting to decide, did this assault weapons ban work? I don't just want to see the decade that we had the ban and then the decade following the ban and the decade following that. There's also another important decade that we should look at that we have in this data set from Mother Jones. We're using that because that's what Brian Tyler Carlson is using. Cohen. I think I said Carlson earlier. Cohen. BTC. There's another important decade, and that's the decade before the assault weapons ban. Because if you want to determine whether or not it worked, you would want to see those numbers go down. And we don't see that. The red and blue on this, by the way, the blue are handguns, red are rifles. If you can just think of it in political terms, Republicans love rifles, and Democrats only want you to have handguns. That's literally why I color-coded them as blue for handguns and red for rifles. Guess our red rifles, I could have done that, but Republican and Democrat, that's fine. In this first decade right here, 84 to 93, you have 8 mass shootings that happened with handguns, 9 that happened with rifles. Then you have 8 and 8 handguns and rifles during the assault weapons ban time. There is one less mass shooting that happens during that assault weapons ban, which everyone has determined is statistically insignificant. You cannot make a determination because one less mass shooting happened. And then remember, it's a really important part. The mass shooting deaths jumps up like crazy following the assault weapons ban, which leads you to believe a very important thing, that all of a sudden people had rifles, assault rifles. Just going to use this terminology, that way everyone knows what we're talking about. And that's why we have so many more mass shootings, and that's why we have so many mass shooting deaths. A really weird thing I saw is that mass shootings with handguns spiked up, and the decade following the assault weapons ban spiked up to 22. It was 8 the decade before the ban. It was 8 during the ban. And in the decade following the ban, it was 22. Guess what was still 8? The number of mass shootings with rifles was still 8 in that decade. And then it really spikes up going from 2014 to 2023, and we do have more with rifles. We have 41 with rifles, and we have 37 with handguns. Okay? But does that prove to me that this immediate jump happened because people had access to these assault weapons and these semi-automatic rifles? What's really weird is the jump that happens in the decade following is a jump in handgun mass shootings, not rifle mass shootings. So that's weird. I don't know. I find that to be kind of odd. I don't know if you guys do as well. Coming up, more mass shooting stats on Liberty at Night.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. The Israeli military has stated they are escalating the ground invasion in Gaza. Additionally, they reported targeting Hezbollah sites in Lebanon and striking a military facility in Syria. According to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's testimony before a Senate panel today, it's now been confirmed that at least 36 Americans were killed when Hamas militants attacked Israel's border earlier this month.
It was the deadliest terrorist attack in Israel's history. It was cruel, hateful, and repugnant.
Additionally, there is a belief that a few Americans are among the more than 200 people held hostage by Hamas. Microsoft is introducing its latest artificial intelligence capability called Copilot. The advanced tool can generate text with a human-like touch for tasks such as answering questions and composing emails, much like OpenAI's ChatGPT. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We're back, Liberty Unite, with Nate and Chuck on the Free Talk Live Network. We've been going through some of these mass shooting stats, trying to set the record straight. At the end of this one, I'm going to bring out an old clip when we talked about school shootings and other mass shooting stats, so you might hear it change towards the end of this. But let's get back into this conversation. Here's a really important part, is the post that we're responding to right now. There were two things that were wrong with this. Only one that I pointed out in my comment. One was that they changed their method for collecting data in a random year in 2013. The second thing is that he's using this chart to prove to you that the assault weapons ban worked. Why did we just find out that's important? Because the jump actually occurred in handgun mass shootings during that decade. This chart does not separate out whether or not the mass shootings were committed with handguns or with rifles. This is not a chart of only mass shootings with rifles or with assault weapons. This mass shooting chart includes every weapon. And so if you're trying to prove to someone that banning assault weapons would work, why are you using all of the shootings that include any type of weapon? Because of the point that I just made, because the massive jump happened with handguns, not with assault weapons or whatever. I'm getting sick of trying to clarify which one I'm talking about here. The other important point that I kind of made earlier, if you wanted to determine that the assault weapons ban worked and that the jump that occurred afterwards is because they lifted the ban, what I would expect to see was that the line was much higher. You see, I put in this dotted line right here on the chart that instead of down here really low, because really the number stayed the same throughout the ban that it was before the ban, what you would expect to see is that the number was really high before the ban because Americans had full access to any type of weapon that they wanted and that they could just go buy them and no one cared. And then they enacted the weapons ban. And the number went all the way down to the number that apparently was perfect in the perfect world that we lived in during that. And so you would expect to see that that line was really high, and then the assault weapons ban knocked it down really low, and then they took off the ban, and it popped back up. What you actually see is when the assault weapons ban comes into play, the number stays the same because it was already really low before that. So you can't determine that it actually decreased the amount of shootings that occurred. And in fact, that is what has been determined. Question in here, do more people die when the shooter uses a rifle versus a handgun? Yes, is the answer. More people for sure get injured. Let's just be honest here. You can shoot more people when you're using a rifle that's got a 30-round magazine, and you can shoot faster. Guess you can shoot straighter or whatever, and you can kill more people. Yeah, there are more people that die. What I'm trying to determine, though, is not whether or not we have more people dying from mass shootings or if there's something that can be done about that. What I'm trying to determine is, did the ban decrease the amount of mass shootings, and did it even decrease the amount of mass shootings that were committed with rifles during the assault weapons ban? And the answer is it did not. If you look at this little collection of studies, this is from the Wikipedia page, but they seem to be pretty true. Studies of mass shootings, this is actually included in the assault weapons ban Wikipedia page. A 2019 DiMaggio study looked at mass shooting data from 81 to 2017 and found that mass shooting fatalities were 70% less likely to occur during the federal ban period, and that the ban was associated with a 0.1% reduction in total firearm homicide rates during the reduction in mass shootings. That's the one that they come up with. Mass shooting fatalities were 70% likely, less likely to occur. There were the same amount of mass shootings. And actually, if you look at the data, there weren't that many less fatalities. So I'm not exactly sure what data they looked at when they were doing the study. Could be looking at different data. 2020 RAND Corporation review of 5 studies regarding the effects of assault weapons ban concluded that evidence for an effect on mass shootings is inconclusive, while limited evidence was found that high-capacity magazine bans may decrease mass shootings. 2015 study from a professor of economics studied the law's impact on public mass shootings. They defined the subset of mass shootings as those occurring in a relatively public space, targeted random victims, were not otherwise related to crime, and that involved 4 or more victim fatalities. And they found that fatalities and injuries due to mass shootings were statistically lower during the ban, but they concluded that although the study showed assault weapons bans are effective in reducing mass shooting fatalities, their effects on overall murder rate was minimal at best. This is due to the fact that assault weapons are used much more frequently in mass shootings than they are in murders in general. So what these studies are looking at is, what about the amount of people that get murdered every year? Remember, I started out this conversation by saying that mass shootings are bad and I don't like it, but there's a lot of people that get murdered every year with guns. And the amount of people that die in a mass shooting is very, very small. When you take that subset and then you say that you're going to ban assault weapons, and then you get a little bit less people that die from mass shootings during that, we've actually decreased is a subset of that group. It's a subset of another group down just a little bit. And so when you look at the total amount of deaths that occurred, it barely changed anything. And I know that we want to, you know, people want to look at mass shootings as a specific category, and that's what we need to stop. But in my opinion, whether or not you die in a mass shooting, or you die in a random drive-by, or you die because someone broke into your house and killed you, or because any other random person just came up on the street and killed you, I sort of look at all those things as equally bad, especially to the person who died. I don't think they care whether or not it was a mass shooting or if just someone came up to them on the street and killed them. So I do like looking at this as the total group of homicides and gun deaths. And they are statistically so small that no one could find an effect on the actual homicide rate coming down. So once again, I have these fatalities from mass shootings, and this one I readjusted for the data set they were using 3, they were using 4, and then they went down to 3. This one I just kept at 4 for the entire time. So it did actually decrease, like I think I said 51 or 54 people this year. had already decreased it down to 35 this year. I said 117 for 2017, and it decreased that down to 89. And so there is a statistical change when you look at these numbers differently. This is what I was saying earlier was pretty important. That's the total amount of people that are getting killed with guns. Gun Violence Archive, they like to look at all this stuff, not just mass shootings. In 2022, there were 20,200 people that were killed with guns, not including suicides. So any kind of willful, malicious, or accidental as well, that they were killed with guns, not including suicides. If you were to take out the amount of people that died in the mass shooting in 2022, instead of 20,200 people dying, it would be 20,149 people that die. And that's really important to those 51 people. It is. But if you're trying to decrease the amount of deaths that occur over the year, mass shooting is not really your first thing to go for. Our problem that we have right now is how sensationalized this has been in the media. Of course, any time a specific type of mass shooting happens, it's all we talk about for about a week, maybe 2 weeks, depending on the politics of the situation. But if there's no clear political realm of the shooter, then maybe we'll talk about it for about a week, and it fills up everyone's news feeds for a while. And so those are the ones that we typically pay attention to. As we know, we don't pay as much attention to people killed in Chicago or Baltimore or whatever, all around the country. That I think there were something like 50 people that got shot in Chicago over the weekend. A few of them died, you know. That's not what we pay attention to. Maybe it should be what we pay attention to. Maybe addressing the problems that cause gang-related crime. Maybe we could talk about the war on drugs. Maybe we could actually discuss issues like that. If you found a way to solve some of those problems, you could see a real drop in the number, not just from 20,200 down to 20,149. What if you cut the number down by 10%? That would actually be a pretty significant change, even by 1%. The amount of people in 2022 that died from mass shootings was 0.2% of the amount of people that died from guns. And so you're barely tackling people getting killed by guns, but you're doing it in a very specific fashion, a sensationalized fashion, where you can talk about assault weapons and you can push for something political like an assault weapons ban, which makes it all sound more political than actually caring about saving people's lives, in my opinion. What about the idea that the AR-15 is the weapon of choice for mass shooters? Now, this is going all the way back to 1982 and up through this year. And I didn't count the shotguns in this. There are some that were just committed with shotguns. So I was only categorizing the rifles and the handguns. So between these two, rifles were used in 66 mass shootings from 82 up through last week. And handguns were used in 75 mass shootings through that time. I haven't looked at the specifics of the amount of the fatalities between the two of those. That is something that I should have done before I came through this, came to talk about this. But you're talking about something like 53% of the shootings, 54% of the mass shootings have been committed with handguns, and 46% of them were committed with rifles. So it's not even clearly obvious to me that rifles are the number one problem. Remember that massive jump that happened immediately following the assault weapons ban occurred in handgun mass shootings, not in rifle mass shootings, even though that chart is used to justify the fact that we should have another assault weapons ban. Given this, given all these numbers, I've concluded that the assault weapons ban did not decrease mass shootings. The increase in mass shootings is not because of the assault weapons ban being lifted. Maybe more people are using rifles now because they are so much more popular in our culture than they used to be. They were always popular, but I have another idea too. I think that the assault weapons ban actually had a reverse impact on gun culture. I think something being banned and used as a political weapon like that, and then the ban being lifted, actually led to more people wanting to go out and get AR-15s, making them cooler, something that was banned for a bit. This is a political talking point. This is a hot button issue right here. I'm going to go out and get one. I actually think that they had a reverse impact. It might be why they're used so much. Might be because they're easier to get. But I don't see any evidence that if they were harder to get, that the mass shootings would stop. Once again, the decade of the assault weapons ban had one less mass shooting than the decade before the assault weapons ban. And then the decade after had a massive spike, but the spike was in handguns, not in rifles. That's all I brought for you guys today. Okay. I wanted to go through this and just, I'm sick of people putting out ideas that they think sound good. And I'm sick of people acting like solutions are really easy. There's a lot of reasons that mass shootings happen. And I don't think the access to the guns is the number one issue. When it's easier to access guns, is it more likely that a crazy person's going to decide to go get a gun and go kill some people? And so it's a little bit more likely, but we're not addressing the root cause of the problem. A lot of us know what the root cause of the problem is. Why did the big spike happen in 2013 and 2014? Even adjusting the numbers that were wrong in that first chart. Why such a big spike in that time in 2013 and 2014? I think that there is a mental health issue. I do think that a lot of SSRIs, things like that, are overprescribed. I think a big issue with SSRIs being overprescribed, not just that they can make you fly off the handle, but it's also that people have decided that this medication could be taken in lieu of actually solving the problems. I think that it's very rare that someone is having these problems. Now, I'm not a doctor, okay? This is just my opinion. I think that it's very rare that someone is having these issues because their brain lacks the ability to properly send over the right amount of chemicals to another part of their brain. I think a lot of times it's situational. It's something going on in someone's life. It's something going on in their economy, with their job, or with their kids, or with their loved ones in general. You know, I think that's actually what it is. There's also another weird thing that happened. The social media popped up around that time. Isn't that weird? I mean, really started to spike up around that time. And a lot of people reported feeling more lonely after social media got more and more popular. So there's so many issues that we're not tackling, and trying to take away guns, I don't think it's actually going to solve it. And if you really want to solve the problem, then you would talk about real ways to address the root causes of the issue. He is tweeting out a retweet comment of the K-12 school shooting database, which says there have been 104 shootings at schools so far this year.
What constitutes a school shooting?
I'm glad you asked, Charlie. I didn't think you were going to. So I go on to the K-12 school shooting database, and I look at the year of our Lord, 2023, and it does, in fact, say that there's been 104 school shootings. So I just went through some of them. Half of those, by the way, have no victims, no deaths, no victims.
Basically, a gun went off around the school.
Gun doesn't even have to go off, just so you know. All right, so here's one, no victims. An elementary school, Owen Ryan, was placed on lockdown Wednesday morning due to a police pursuit. The suspect, by the way, entered a school through a window. Police said it all started when officers responded to shots fired call that came in just after 8 a.m. on Antique Street. So then police pursuit. Police said it appears it was an incident where shots were fired into the air. The suspect that they chased went into a school, and they apprehended him in the school, and this went down as a school shooting.
So people that worked in the cafeteria found him in the basement and said, hey, you need to get out. You know, yeah. Let's come outside.
This is a guy that supposedly fired a gun into the air at some point in time. You chased him. He went into a school, K-12 school shooting database. How about another one? The next one. A 33-year-old man was seen walking down the street with a gun toward an elementary school. So the school went on lockdown. He fired shots near the school, and then he committed suicide in the cemetery next to the school. And this is a school shooting.
School shooting.
How about, according to the police, at 6:47 p.m., MCPD officers responded to 2700 Spartan Road to reports of a shooting that took place. Police stated their investigation determined that an altercation in the parking lot led to a shooting. The shooter fled, and there were no injuries. So this was after school, out in the parking lot. Someone said that there was a
shot that was fired. This is a school shooting. Man holding a gun was seen at the new Manchester High School Special Olympics event being held in the football stadium. When security approached him, he ran from the stadium to a nearby residence. And when police confronted him, he fired shots at the officers. That is a school shooting.
Mm.
A teacher committed suicide in the school parking lot during afternoon classes. The school went on lockdown. This is a school shooting. According to the Durham County Sheriff's Office, a gun was found on a 14-year-old who allegedly used it to rob another student. The investigation started just before 2 p.m. after the school resource officer received a tip about a possible armed robbery. The SRO found the student, who still had the handgun, with an extended magazine and items taken from the student who was robbed. This is a school shooting. The
gun was
never even fired.
Fired.
The student was robbed at gunpoint near the front door of the school. The gun went off during the robbery and struck the school building. Okay, so we got a gun going off, and the school was, in fact, shot.
There's a hole in the brick.
Yeah. 23-year-old man fired shots outside the school, arrested by police. The school was not targeted, and the shooting was related to illegal drugs. This is a school shooting.
That's a school shooting.
A parent pointed a gun at another parent during an argument at a youth basketball game. Police responded for reported shots fired, but determined that no shots were fired. This is a school shooting. An Estes Park police officer accidentally discharged one round into the floor at the elementary school. No one was injured. This is a school shooting, according to the K-12 school shooting database.
They're lying to you!
There you go.
God! Now, I wonder why the chart looks like that, by the way. Imagine, so these are basically self-reported incidents.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, they didn't report stupid.
Right. Mass shootings. I saw these stats going around. We've talked about these stats so many times. The number that your Twitter demagogues are throwing around is 130. I saw everyone saying 130 yesterday. It's been 130. Been more shootings than days. Here's the deal. I want to make this point again. When we talk about mass shootings, what are we talking about? What is it that people are upset about? And the answer to that is very simple. It's the kind of mass shootings that make it on the news. Those are the kind that people are worried about. Not your gang violence in Chicago. I'm sorry. All right. We talk about that. But that's not the mass shootings that get all the play on the news, that get everyone worked up. Or we could be having this conversation every single Monday when we get our list of how many dozens of people got killed in Chicago over the weekend. And so there are different archives you can go to for mass shooting numbers. The Violence Project, which we've now seen referenced by the Huffington Post and the New York Times. And here's what they exclude. Since 1966, they exclude when the victims are exclusively family or friends. So someone you know gets mad and killed. That's not what people are worried about. Or shootings related to gangs or underlying crime. That's not what people are worried about. Now, oddly enough, that is what most people should be worried about if you're going to be worried about a shooting.
Yeah.
Now, the Gun Violence Archive, which is the number that people love to cite if they want to make this point, makes no exclusions. They count all the gang violence.
They count the shooter.
Your crazy family member.
Location any.
Same thing with the Northeastern University. No exclusion. Every town for gun safety. None. But the Washington Post, by the way, does it the same way that the Violence Project does.
How many mass shootings are there according to the Violence Project?
188 since 1966.
About 132 of them this year, though?
No. The Violence Project and the Washington Post say that there have been three this year, this being the third one this year. If you count them in the way that people actually talk about them, if they are the ones that people are worried about, then why aren't they talking about them constantly? That's not the case. That's not what people are worried about. They're worried about school shootings, the workplace shootings, the random indiscriminate shootings in public at a parade or whatever that thing is, a college campus. That's what people are talking about when they talk about mass shootings. This is by year. They show the groupings of mass shootings, and you can see that they do start to increase. And honestly, I think this is it's a contagious thing. The more times it happens, the more people do it. And we got to talk about mental health. We can talk about the transgender, gender-affirming stuff and the testosterone treatment. That clearly has not been a cause of a bunch of the mass shootings, because you don't have a long list of trans people on testosterone therapy killing people. But that's something that could play into this. Most of it, I think, has to do with the freaking antidepressants that we've been over-prescribing to everyone. Now, Washington Post actually here shows, look at this little graph down here at the bottom, 51 deaths in 2021 from what they categorize as mass shootings, 6,850 for just other gun-related deaths, okay? Totally different things. Washington Post says there's been 189 as of the time that they stopped counting. Look at this website, Charlie. It's pretty cool stuff. They'll show you each year how many different mass shootings there were and how many people died each year in here. And, of course, they're counting the mass shootings as what we all know a mass shooting is. What we think about, anyway. It's a lone wolf or it's an indiscriminate shooting in a public place or people that you don't know. Just randomly going and killing people. Not a family dispute, not an argument in the parking lot, not gang-related drive-bys and stuff like that. On this database, you can go in here and you can separate them out by K through 12 school. You can look at each one of these things. I'll tell you the year and how many people died. You can go down here and separate it by male. That's going to narrow it down. And you can pick whatever ethnicity you want to. You can pick white right there. You can pick the guns that were used. If you want to pick the guns.
Just semi-automatic assault weapons.
As you go through there. So you can do that. You can pick how they acquired the gun. If you want to look at it that way. Legally acquired. Did you see that disappear when I selected legally acquired?
And then go to assault.
Let me see.
Do legally required and semi-automatic assault.
Semi-automatic assault weapon and legally acquired.
One.
Let me see. Parkland, Florida. 2018.
So there's been one since 1966.
According to this database.
That was a white male who purchased an assault weapon legally. Is that right?
Listen, all I can tell you, because I don't have all of the data on me. We're just using this tool. The Violence Project, we just saw cited by the New York Times and the Huffington Post, and they use the same methodology that the Washington Post does too. I know that none of those are really respectable publications, but I can tell you that even super left-wing outlets are linking to the Violence Project. And so this is a pretty cool tool. I'm going to put the link to it in the show notes. More to come on Liberty at Night.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.